What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You've potentially seen her in The Lorax, maybe even the most recent film, It Ends With Us, on SNL, Parks and Rec, and one of my favorite recent movies, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Her name is Jenny Slate. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Jenny, really happy to have you. Hi, Jenny, are you there?
Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
I sure can. It's so great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Maggie. I'm so pumped to be here.
So pumped to have you myself. First of all, thank you for all of the laughs over these many years, as well as your dramatic performances. One of the things that I hear from my friends frequently when they ask me about politics, because I do this for a living, is I'll explain something, right? And I'm a lawyer too, and I'll sort of weave in my lawyer stuff, and they say, thank you, that's great, Maggie. I don't study this stuff day in, day out. It makes me nervous to talk about it. You're an actress by profession. This is not your wheelhouse. Why are you going into your place of discomfort talking politics, even though that's not your expertise, your sweet spot? Why are you putting your neck out there, Jenny?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would say that a lot of people would say, like, well, I'm not like a political person or whatever, but the fact is we all live here in the United States, and that means that we have choices about how we want to live. And I am so grateful and excited about what Kamala Harris is bringing to us as a candidate and what she stands for, like just genuinely a candidate who is going to protect our fundamental freedoms. And I'm really, really focused on protecting reproductive freedoms, reproductive rights. I'm grossed out and freaked out by the idea of the government telling me what to do with my body. And it's just the time is now. I'm also really inspired by, you know, Michelle Obama saying, like, do something.
Yes.
And I am trying my best to do what I can to provide the world and life that I want, you know, myself and especially my little daughter to have, and everyone, you know, like that's why it does take courage, I think, to speak about things that you're like, yeah, I'm not an expert on it, but I'm certainly an expert on my own life. I'm certainly an expert on the fact that I live on planet Earth and I don't want it to like explode or melt and, you know, not any more than it already is. And a lot of it is just like, how do you come from the heart and tell people that it's time to vote, that Kamala is the person that is going to get us on that new way forward, and it's going to feel really good. And already I feel good doing it.
Oh, Jenny, thank you for that. I mean, speaking from the heart, not being afraid of it, I think it's more valuable when it's not what you do every day, right? When it's not in your comfort zone and you go out there and you, Jenny, or you, the listener, the person that's listening to Jenny and I talk right now, you may not be an expert about it, but just like Jenny, you are an expert on your life and you can speak from your heart. You mentioned a couple of really big issues, Jenny, and I wanted to drill down. You talked about your daughter and reproductive freedom and climate. You know, when it comes down to it, I think a lot of us, there's a number of issues that float to the top of our minds. But if there had to be one fundamental motivating issue for you, Jenny, what is it and why is that so important to you?
I think it is the reproductive freedoms, you know, making sure that they're protected. And not just that, but making sure that Trump's extreme agenda and Project 2025, which, you know, is like his sick, weird fantasy of just having like total control, is it's something that we have to stop. It's a real thing. It's very dangerous. And I want to go to bed tonight and every night knowing that I did everything I could to choose a future. And I think that's generally it's just like really, really gross and odd and weird that a bunch of people would want to regulate what women do with their bodies and deny them care. And I'll do everything I can to try to prevent that. And so will Kamala.
Yes, I hear you. And I think, you know, in this moment, there is such a stark choice. And I hear from everybody, even conservatives, even some of the people I know that may be supporting Donald Trump, that they do want change. It actually is one of the things that's motivating them to vote. And to me, when you think about it in that construct, it's like, well, there's only one person that's actually going to help us move forward from here. So, Jenny, let me just say this. Thank you for your courage, for stepping out of your comfort zone and into this political forum. There's a lot of folks from Wisconsin listening right now that probably have seen you and Bob's Burgers and love your work. If you're speaking directly to folks in Wisconsin that may not have voted yet or maybe still undecided, what's your message to them, Jenny, as like not a political expert person, just to another regular person?
You know, what I would say is that every single vote counts, and that I think, you know, Donald Trump and the strange dark lords that accompany him really want you to feel that you're isolated, that like it doesn't matter, you know, and that is couldn't be farther from the truth. Every vote is so, so powerful, and you have the power right now to vote for the future that you want for you, and to also just, you know, to choose a leader who seems stable, who seems like they are actually a leader and not like a strange person swaying to YMCA, you know, for a half an hour. It's just like, that is a weird, weird thing. That is odd. That is not okay. And I don't want any more of that. I want an actual, serious, brilliant, cool, kind leader. And that is why I am voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And I hope everyone else will too.
Thank you so much, Jenny. You take care of yourself. I've said to people for a long time, you may not mess with politics, but politics will mess with you. Jenny Slate, yeah. Jenny Slate, folks, SNL, Parks and Rec, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Lorax, It Ends With Us. Go check out her work. Thanks so much, Jenny. When we